This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we with us have us at the moment a very special guest. His name is Jim Mars. Jim, thank you so much for being with us. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, fine. Well, we've been so hot out here on the West Coast, we've been having all sorts of problems with our equipment, but I think we've probably pretty well got it going at the present time. So, anyway, Jim has written a book, of course, originally it was called The War on Freedom, but it's been republished now and advanced and all sorts of new information in it, and it's called Inside Job. And would you like to tell a little bit about the background of how this book came to be written the way it is?
Well, sure. Basically, the day after 9/11, I wrote a piece and posted it on the Internet saying I totally agreed with President Bush that we had to find out who was responsible for that horrendous crime and punish them. But then I began to research, and I began to find out that there is more evidence leading back to the CIA and the U.S. government than there is leading to Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. So I began to put all of this information together because I'm a truth seeker. I simply wanted to know what really happened and who was really behind 9/11. And, of course, we're told it was Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda terrorist network, which is fine, except what most people don't understand is you go past that, you find that they are both creations of our Central Intelligence Agency. And at a time when the president's father was both vice president and, of course, former head of the CIA. So all of a sudden, you find out that that there are other extenuating circumstances, such as the fact that there was a policy paper during the first Bush administration that called for deposing Saddam Hussein. This was issued after the Gulf War, and to invade Afghanistan and to have a built-up military presence in the Middle East, etc. And you find this articulated in a 2000 position paper by the neoconservative think tank Project for a New American Century, which involves Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Pearl, all of these prominent members of the Bush administration. So I think it behooves us to act like any good detective. Instead of taking the cover story, we should start considering who had the means, motives, and opportunities. Well, that led to the writing of The War on Freedom. And at one point, I had a contract with a major New York publisher. And yet, as they got ready to publish, even after passing the
Thank you. 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 I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.